So after having a halachic discussion regarding kitnius and the validity and importance of minhagim, so this is our last session before I leave town, and I'm flying Baruch Hashem back home and back to Eretz HaKodesh tonight. So we will be sharing some thoughts on the Haggadah. And I hope some of the ideas and thoughts and vortim that I will convey would be helpful to all of you, B'leil HaSeder. So every day of the year we have the mitzvah of Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim. Once a year we have the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It is only on the first night of Pesach that we have the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But in the passage that we all remember from the Haggadah, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hareini ki ben shivim shona v'loi zochisi shetiyomer Yitzias Mitzrayim b'leilois, that refers to the mitzvah of Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim, which is relevant and incumbent upon us every day and every night. Ma bein sipur lizchira. What is the difference between these two mitzvahs? Emik Brocha, Rabaria Pomeranchik. He was a disciple of the Brisker Rav, the son of the great Rab Chaim Brisker. And he wrote beautiful svarim. Most people aren't aware that he passed away when he was 30 years old. And he was really one of the greatest minds of the generation. And he quotes the Brisker Rav in the name of his father that there are three differences between the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, relevant B'leil HaSeder, and the mitzvah of Zechira, every day and every night. It is only regarding Sipur that it needs to be B'derech Shaila V'Tshuva. The children ask, the father responds. If there are no children, someone asks, and the other responds. Zechira does not necessitate Shaila V'Tshuva. It is only B'leil HaSeder that we have the halacha matchil b'gnus u'mesayim b'shvach. And it is only B'leil HaSeder that Rabban Gamliel says, Kol shelo amar shlusha dvarim ela, lo yetza yedei chovato, Pesach matzav amaror she'onu oichlum al shum ma. It is only B'leil HaSeder, B'sipa, that we need to explain why do we eat Pesach, Matzah, and Moror. This idea is not found in Chidushi HaGrach al HaRambam. It is only Ish Mepi Ish. A Mikbrocha in the name of Brisker Rav, in the name of Rav Chaim. And that is why I take the liberty to disagree. Because I think all these three halachas are not min ha-Torah. They all are tikkun chazal when they came to formulate Haggadah shel Pesach. Min ha-Torah, there is no din of matchil b'gnus mesayim b'shvach. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Zayim Mechumetz HaMatzah, as well as in Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Nun Hei, brings the basic source of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zochor es hayoyim hazeh asher yetzoso mimitzrayim. He does not quote the Pasuk Laman Tesaper Ba'ozne Bincho Ven Vincho. Maybe that mitzvah does not refer to Leil HaSeder. The basic source is Zochor es hayoyim hazeh asher yetzoso mimitzrayim. Kemo shenema b'Shabbos, zocher es yoyim haShabbos lekadsh. So I think these three halachas, derech shaila v'tshuva, matchil b'gnus u'mesayim b'shvach, kol shelo yom shloishe dvora meila, are not min haTorah. So the question once again stands, what is the fundamental difference between Zechira and Sipur? What did Reb Chaim say? This is my guess and my interpretation. I think the 3 points Reb Chaim made are true and are right, but not as a distinction between Sippur and Zechira, but rather, what are the fundamentals of mitzvahs? Hagodah shel Pesach, the mitzvah derabbanan, the mitzvah of Hagodah shel Pesach. What are the essentials? What are the basics? What are the ones that if you did not do this, lo yotzei yedei chivasoi, and you got to do it again? Because we can all assume that if you skip the line in the Haggadah, you still were yotzei. So if you omitted exactly how many nisim were b'mitzrayim alayam, you still were yotzei. So Reb Chaim says, there are 3 fundamentals. If you skip these, you got to do it again. Lo yotze yedei chivasoi. And if that was the question, Reb Chaim is 100% right. These are the essentials. Shaila v'tshuva. Haben shoel v'ha'aba oneh. Whether it's a son or another, or shoel es atzmoi. Shaila v'tshuva matchel b'gnusu masayim b'shvach and pesach matzah v'amor ha'shon u'oichlim. Those are the basics. But that does not answer the question, min ha'toira. Ma'bein sipur l'zechira. I agree with the Briskerov at least on one count. There are 3 differences, but that is where our agreement reaches. What are the 3? I think 3 other ones. Number 1 is the basic difference between Zechira and Sippur. Translated into English, Zechira is to mention. Sippur is to tell a story. And what defines a story are details. Detail is the definition of a story. So Yankala or Rochala, the baby, cannot fall asleep. And she asks, please tell me a story. So daddy sits down next to the crib and he says, you want a story? Oh, 20 years ago we came from America to Eretz Yisrael. That's it. And the child says, Abba, that's not a story. And he says, oh, it's not a story. 100 years ago, my grandfather came from Poland to America. Abba, kolima. That's not a story. And the mother sits down next to the crib, and she says, 20 years ago, I remember your father came home from shul with an unbelievable idea, and he said, I think we should move to Eretz Yisrael. And I was skeptical, but as a week and two passed by, I thought it was a great idea. And I always dreamed, and I heard from my father what a great schus it is to live in Eretz Yisrael. And we decided to move. And then we packed up, and it took us 2 weeks to pack up. And you were anxious. And then we got into the car, we flew to the airport, and you saw this big plane, and you asked, how does this fly? And I told you it flies like a bird. And before the third story is over, Yankala and Rochala are sound asleep. That's a story. So a story is about detail. And that is the basic difference between Shechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a din in Psochim Kuf Yud Zayin, Tzorech Lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. When you say Kiddush, you need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And how do we do this halacha? 3 words. Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is Zechira. Sippur demands detail. And that is why it is only regarding Sippur, B'Leil HaSeder, that we find the halacha kol ha-marbe lesaper harei ze mishubach. There is no din kol ha-marbe lehazkir harei ze mishubach. Because Zechira is Zechira. And Zechira is about mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it makes no difference whether it's long or short. But regarding storytelling, kol ha-marbe lesaper harei ze mishubach. Yesterday night, I think my shalashudas, I also mentioned the Rambam makes it clear. You must stress miracles. And if you don't emphasize, Yetzias Mitzrayim was miraculous, supernatural. the most dramatic supernatural revelation of the history of the world, you weren't Yoitze. So a boy that goes to Sunday school, Beleila Seder, tells the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Thousands of years ago, we were oppressed in a distant land, in Egypt, and the leader of that land was a terrible and cruel dictator. His name was Paroi. And for hundreds of years, we did slave labor. And then a young, charismatic leader named Moshe stood up amongst the Jews, and he rallied the people, and he inspired them, and he organized a rebellion, and the rebellion was successful. And they broke the yoke of the Egyptians, and they left the land of Egypt on the way to Eretz Israel. Beautiful story. Everything he said was true. However, lo yotzo yedei chayvoso. Because nothing in that story is relevant to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam makes it clear, tzorech lesaper, benisim v'nifloi shenasu lavuseinu b'mitzrayim. You need to stress miracles. We need to remember miracles, because the Ramban explains, based on those miraculous events, we should appreciate the nisim anastorim, the concealed miracles, the everyday miracles of nature, of our everyday lives. So the Rambam makes it clear, and this is Minat Torah, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflois. So I once heard a story many years ago. So the father asks son, B'Leil HaSeder, so what did you learn about Kriyas Yamsef? And he says, well, we had a special unit of commandos that excelled in sabotage. And they put TNT, dynamite, under the bridge. And the Jews passed over the bridge. And when Pare was right on top of the bridge, they detonated that dynamite. The bridge was blown to smithereens, and Pare and the Egyptians fell into the sea. And the father asked the son, are you serious? Is that what they told you in school? And the son says, not exactly, Abba, but if I would tell you what they told us, you won't believe me anyway. So the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about miracles. And that is number one. Details. And which details? Miracles. Aseres HaMakos, the 10 plagues, splitting of the sea, Yodoi HaGedoilo, Vizroyoi HaNetuyo. That is number one. Number two. B'Leil HaSeder, we need to stress, this is the night. It happened today. This is the day. Tezvav Menissen. This is the day in which we left Egypt. The Rambam, once again at the beginning of Perek Zayin Chometz HaMatzah, writes, Lefi datoi shel ben ovev melamdoi. You need to tell the story, bearing in mind the capacity of your son to listen and to understand. Im hayu aben koton o tipesh, oimelai ovav, avodem oyinu lepare b'mitzayim kemo eved zeh, kemo shif chazu. And the Rambam stresses the importance of hamchasha. What is hamchasha in English? Not sharing abstract concepts. He's a little child. Point to someone. Kamo eved ze. Kamo shif chazu. Ubelayla hazeh podo eisonu akodesh bochu v'yoytzeyenu lecherus. This is the shortest version of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't even include Pesach Matzah v'Maror. What does it include? Belayla hazeh. This is the night. Podo eisonu akodesh bochu. And when this became so clear to me, I thought, do we have this in our version of Agodah Shel Pesach? It is such a lengthy version, but where in the Agodah do we stress, this is the night in which we were redeemed? And then it occurred to me, it's right there. Because the child asks, Manishtanu halayla hazeh mekol halelois. Why is this night different than all the others? And we explain, Avodah Moyinu, B'yotzi'enu HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Obviously, that is a response to our children's question, Manishtano Alayla Azeh. And if we don't mean this night, the child will once again ask, Abba, you didn't listen to my question. What I meant to ask is, Manishtano Halayla Azeh. So obviously, when we say, Avodah Mayinu, V'yotziyenu HaKodesh Baruch Hu, we mean, this is the night in which we left Eretz Mitzrayim. And in my opinion, that is what the Rambam means when the Rambam writes, the source of Sipiyas Yis Mitzrayim is Zohar Es Yoyim Azeh Sheyitzus Mitzrayim, Kemo Shenemar, Zohar Es Yoyim HaShabbos LeKadshoyim. And all the Achroinim wonder, why does the Rambam need to bring an example from Kiddush Hayoyim? What do they have in common? And why doesn't the Rambam write, Kemo Shenemar, Zohar Es Asheros Alecho Amolek? Why? What do these two schiras have in common? Zohar es yoyim shabbos lekachoy, Zohar es yoyim hazeh. Rav Meir Simchan or Sameach writes something, to my taste, is very unreasonable. He writes, the kavanah of the Rambam is just like by Kiddush, we need Kiddush alakois, Sipiyas Yis Mitzrayim needs to be alakois. It's true, but that definitely isn't min haTorah. Neither by Yetzias Mitzrayim nor by Kiddush. My understanding, what the Rambam means to say, of all the 6 or 10 zechirois, there are only 2 that refer to a specific day, to a specific date. This is the day. And the only 2 are Zohar Es Yoyim HaShabbos LeKadshoy and Leila Seder. Zohar Es Yoyim HaZeh Asher Yetzosam HaMitzrayim, emphasizing Hayoyim Azeh. So, Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't refer at all. When did this happen? All we do is we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim, we need to emphasize. This is the night. Balaylo Azeh. Podu Eisonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yotzienu L'Chayres. Number 3. Doesn't refer to the question, what is the story we tell, but rather, how do we tell this story? Brochas Tezvav Amid Aleph, there's a machloikas Chachomim and Rabbi Yossi regarding Kriya Shema and all the other mitzvahs. I am tzorach loitzi b'svosav o lashmi al oznav. Rabbi Yossi says, Kriya Shema, Birchas HaTorah, Tfilo, all the brochas, it needs to be audible. Chachomim say no, there is no need to verbalize in an audible fashion. All that is required, lahoitzi b'svosov. In my opinion, Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is different. Regarding all the other mitzvahs, halacha kechachomim, ein tzarich lashmi al oznav. Ela lahotzi b'svatav bilvad. Regarding Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, tzorech lashmi l'aznav. Because otherwise, how could you call it Sipur? So you do this mitzvah even though you're all alone. We should not be all alone, b'leila seder. But even if it happens and transpires, you still have the mitzvah. But it cannot be defined as Sipur if it is not ra'ui lihishama. So Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is different than all the rest. And regarding this mitzvah, it needs to be audible. Because you need to tell a story. And you need to relate the story to others. If no one is around, you do it to yourself. But it still needs to be audible. Otherwise, it cannot be defined as Sipur. These are the 3 points which differentiate between Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So all year round, all you need to do is mention. B'leil HaSeder, you need to tell the story. And in the night of the Seder, Chazal teaches us, Kol HaMarbe LeSaper Harei Ze Mishubach. Tell the story in detail. Tell it at great length, because this night we wish to inspire and instill in our children the passion the passion and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I once said a mashal, what is the difference between Zechira and Sipur? And it's a modern mashal. Don't look for it at the Dibna Magid. So we all have a cell phone. And I assume the same feature is on telephones as well. But it's been a while since I used a telephone. Nobody uses telephones any longer. So every cell phone, every smartphone you have has the feature of a speed dial. And it's a time saver because you only need to push one button and all the 10 digits come out on the screen. But first you need to feed all those numbers into the system, and that is nerve-wracking. You need to take out that booklet, and it's the most boring book that was ever written. The user's manual, 400 pages. And you need to check how you put those numbers into the system. So take a deep breath. Don't do anything for 15, 20 minutes. But it's kedai at the end of the day, as long as you have this phone. It's a time saver. I think that is the difference between Sipiyat Siyasim Sayim and Zechira. Belayla Seder, you need to get it into the system. Take a deep breath. Don't rush. Take your time. This is the night. This is the night to tell the story. This is the night to get into great detail and tell the story of the miracles. Tell the story of the suffering and the pain of Golos and the glory and Simcha of Geula. And take your time. Don't be nervous. Ad chatzos, ad alois ha-shachar. Ad she'omru talmideim, rabbeinu hagi hazman shel shacharis. Once you get it into the system all year round, it should be enough to push one button. And therefore, every day, all you will need is zechira. And zechira ba'alma. And all those ideas and thoughts and passion and feelings and warmth of the Leila Seder should come up, should surface. So once you have a proper Seder and you took advantage of this night to speak to your kids and to your grandchildren, Bosna Bincho Ven Vincho, all the other days, pushing one button should be enough. And therefore, Zechira, no need. No need to go into great detail. So there are two objectives and two goals that we wish to achieve when we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. One is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, and I discussed that yesterday. Al Menat Ken Otziticha Miyeretz Mitzrayim Shetekablu Malchuti Aleichem. And the other one is Halel V'Hoidoyim, expressing thanks and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my feeling is, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year round is more about Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, and that is why we perform the mitzvah of Zechira in Birkot Kriyat Shema. Because Kriyat Shema is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. And part of that Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim is Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim. Demands no details. This is a condition, a stipulation. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodem avodai heim asher etzeisi yoseh miyeretz Mitzrayim. I redeemed you from Mitzrayim al menat shetekablu malchuti aleichem. But b'leil ha-seder, it is all about feeling and depth. U'b'chol dor v'dor chayev odem liras esatzmo kili hu zeh sheyotzeh mimitzrayim. It needs to be personal and intimate. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not in the place, in the name of our forefathers. It is our thanks and our gratitude. Chayev odem liras esatzma kele hu yotze memitzrayim. So b'leil ha-seder, it is about halel. And not only do we say halel, and it is an integral part of the Agodah shel Pesach, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs includes Lahoidai Sula Halal in the mitzvah, in the basic mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is why, Belayla Seder, It is not only about mentioning, it's about the story and the details and the miracles. And the more we emphasize and the more of the story we convey, the more thankful we are to be, and the greater the hallel would be. So that is a more in-depth understanding regarding Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we tell the story in the Haggadah, and the source of the story is in Tosefta. Maaseh b'Rebbe Eliezer v'Rabbi Tarfon v'Rebbe Yeshua ben Chananya v'Rabbi Loza ben Azariah v'Rabbi Kiva Shoye Mesubin Koloisei Alaylo ואויסקים ביציאס מצרים עד שבואו תלמידיהם ואמרו רביסינו הגיע הזמן של שחרס. So in the version and the formula that we find in the Haggadah, those great Tanoim היו אויסקים ביציאס מצרים. But the story as it's told in the last פרק in פסוכם in תוספתו, היו אויסקים בהלכויס הפסח. And the Briskerov proved from the תוספתו that Hilchos HaPesach is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what did they actually do? Were they Oisik and Hilchos HaPesach on Yetzias Mitzrayim? To me it's clear. A couple gets home from Shul B'Leil HaSeder. He's a Rosh HaKoyel. She's a Mora in a Beis Yankov seminar. The kids are away. And they decide between themselves, we're not just going to tell stories. That's for the simpletons. We are the top of the echelon. I'll do the Maral, and you do the Pachad Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner. And they deal with the profound ideas of Yetzias Mitzrayim all night. Amazing, but lo yotzu yedei choyvoson. Because the Rambam clearly states, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'Saper Ben Nisim V'Neflois Shenasu L'Avu Yisteinu. This night, don't be such a great Lamdan. Tell the story. That is the mitzvah. So what did the Briskerov mean when he says Hilchos HaPesach is part of the mitzvah? Yes, I agree. Hilchos HaPesach is included in Kol HaMarbe L'Saper. But it's not the basics. To be Yoitza, you need to tell the story. And that is why in Agoda Shul Pesach Mincha Sosha and my Agoda, I also have some marvelous Vortim and Drushim, but I have a separate section in the Agoda, which is a compilation of stories from Midrash Chazal, what actually transpired, what were the Gzeiros, and how did the Geula come to be. Because let us not forget the basic definition, and that is telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, there is a very brief mention of actually what transpired. In my opinion, the Haggadah is an addition. It's not the only thing. Nisim v'neflois, that is our duty. So, try to do some homework. I can't suggest buying the Minchas Osher Haggadah Shel Pesach because, to my dismay, it's out of print. I don't think it's in the stores. So this is not a promotion, what I just said. I'm just mentioning that I saw this as important because the mitzvah is to tell the story. And in the Haggadah, there are very few stories. So try to find some svarim that actually have a compilation of Midrash Chazal. So most of the Gedolim had Vortim and Vertlechem Perushim. They definitely weren't mevatel the mitzvah. So yes, Kol HaMarbe L'Saper includes everything that is associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim, even remotely. So if you learn Hilchos HaPesach, that is included in Kol HaMarbe L'Saper. But don't forget the basics. So what did the great Tanoim do? Because in the Haggadah say, we say, Hoy Mesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in Tosefta, Hoy Yisrael Hilchos HaPesach. I have an idea. But this is Drash. Don't confuse it with Pshat. Who was sitting in that magnificent night, probably the only time in history in which the greatest Gedolim, first and foremost, came together and they sat at the same Seder? I have an idea how that happened and why that happened, but maybe in another opportunity. Who was there in that magnificent Seder? Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shua ben Hanani, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva. 10 to 12, 15 minutes before Chatzos, Rabbi Kiva notices that Rabbi Loza ben Azariah has become edgy. Every few minutes he looks at his watch. And it annoys Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says, "What's your problem? I notice you're looking at your watch every few minutes. Can't you just cool down? We're telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim." Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says, "Ad Chatzos." After Chatzos, it's Bittul Torah. Because Rabbi Loza ben Azariah's opinion in Psochim Kuf Chaf is that the mitzvah of Sibi Yetzias Mitzrayim is Ad Chatzos, just like Korban Pesach is Ad Chatzos. And Rabbi Kiva says, "What are you talking about? Do we have time ad Alois HaShachar?" That's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva in that very same sugya. And Rabbi Loza ben Azariah responds, and he says, "Im kol hakavod, I remember the Gemara at the end of Psochim. I know it's your opinion ad Alois HaShachar, but please respect my opinion. And I'm the one that is quoted at the end of Psochim, Korban Pesach is Ad Chatzos." Rabbi Loza ben Azariah even glances at Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus and Brocha says, Ad Chatzos, supporting the opinion of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So this is going to be tragic. Till all the Gedolim can tame together. Chaval, they should separate. I think one of the Talmidim came up with a spark of genius, and he suggested, Ad Chatzos, we're going to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. From Chatzos till Alayis HaShachar, let's learn the Rambam Milchus HaPesach. And everyone would be happy. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, you're learning the Rambam. What does it make a difference? What is the difference whether you're learning Shnayim Oichsam Betalas, or Besula Nisas, or Korban Pesach? Learning is learning. So at Chatzos, they told the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the Ikra Mitzvah. From Chatzos till Alayis HaShachar, to make Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah happy, in their opinion, there no longer is the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they learned Hilchos HaPesach. That was the compromise. So that's my idea about what actually transpired in that magnificent night. So they were telling this story, and they were Oisik and Hilchos HaPesach, Hachabo Talmideim Vamru Rabbi Seinu Egiya Zaman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Let me share with you another idea. Another word from Agoda Shel Pesach Minchas Osher. I think next year I will have to reprint it. Achabo Talmideim Vamru Rabbi Seinu Egiya Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. And what about the ones sitting in the room? Didn't they look out of the window? They weren't aware of sunrise. They weren't. Because in Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, and Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer is the story of Rebbe Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. At the very beginning, I don't know whether all are familiar with this story. Hyrcanus was a very rich person, and he had many fields, and it was a family business, and his children worked in his enterprise, in his business. His son Eliezer very much wanted to learn Torah, but his father disagreed. "I need you at my side. You need to run the business, because ultimately, all my toil will be yours." And he did not let his son go to yeshiva. One night, Eliezer just ran away. And he's on his way to Yerushalayim to learn Torah from the great Tana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They get up in the morning. Eliezer is nowhere to be found. He was 28 years old at the time. And the first thing Hyrcanus does, Madir Oisoy Menachosav, and he makes a vow that my son Eliezer will never get a penny from me. And he calls the police and the FBI, and he takes some private investigators. And they come up with breaking news. Eliezer is Yerushalayim in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Hyrcanus packs his bag and he goes to visit his son and bring him back home. And then Chazal tells the story. Hyrcanus walks into the yeshiva and his son Eliezer is standing up at the pulpit on the stage and he's teaching Torah. V'hoyu oimer dvorim shalai shamas an oizen miyolam v'panav kornot keponav shal Moshe Rabbeinu v'loi hoyo odom yodeya im yoim im lailo. His face was radiating light like the face of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'loi yodam Moshe ki koran arponav. According to the Ari, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was an itzatz of Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was the spectacle Hyrcanus saw. And he invalidated his vow. And he dedicated his son for Talmud Torah. And ultimately he was one of the greatest of the Tanoim. So as Chazal described in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Panav Kornot, Keponav shel Moshe, radiating light. V'loi hayo odom yodeya im yom ve'um laila. Who sat at that seder, at the head of the table? Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. He was the elder. Probably he was the one leading the seder. So those that were in the room, how could they know about sunrise? Ponav kornot keponav shel Moshe, v'loi hayo odom yodeya im yom im laila. It is only the ones that slept all night and they came in the morning. They were the ones that told, aren't you aware? Higi azman kriya shema shel shachas. So this is a magnificent night. One that has so much meaning. And therefore, I always try to explain to people, take advantage of the night. This is a night your children and grandchildren should remember. Well, remember. So take out time. Learn the Haggadah. Look for some inspiring thoughts and ideas to share with your children, with your grandchildren, with your family, with your guests. They will never forget this night. So let us all take time and prepare for this beautiful night. A night which is all Ahava and Simcha. So I thank you again for your hospitality. For me, it was a beautiful Shabbos and a beautiful weekend. And in a short time, I will be leaving town. And my heartfelt brachas to each and every member of this community. We shall all have a kosher freilich on Pesach. And you shall all have so much naches. And we should see the continuity of Doiris, and we should pass on the torch of our faith to the coming generations. That is the greatest obligation and privilege of every Jewish parent. It is all about our kids. So let us have Siyata Dishmaya, and let us all have Nachas from all our children, and let us give naches to Ovinu Shebashamayim. And we should all be zoiche bekorah biyomenu to be as Moshiach Tzidkenu ubinyam beis Hamikdash v'sham noichal min hazvochim u'min hapsochim shehigi adomam al kiyum mizbachacho b'mheiro v'yomenu amen.